I hit a 12 years old man, I caught one of them doing a trap. And he dragged him out there and threw him out in the woods with ice went in there, called it in the chain and set him on 2 hours out the door before I knew what it was. But he had my knife to me. He just hung in there, that's all he done. Uh-huh. And I got my door as long as he'll poke it.
So he didn't bother you really then, huh?
No, he didn't bother me.
Well, you were really lucky.
Yes, ma'am, I was lucky that time, too.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around? And it just hops along the ground. And some of these live on the land and some live in the water.
Frog.
Okay. And do you have a special name for the one that lives in the water? A special kind of frog?
Yeah, some of them call them bullfrog.
Okay. And what about the one that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
Okay. Will a frog give you warts?
Yeah.
Will a frog give you warts? You know, sometimes people say if you pick up a frog, it'll give you warts.
That's what they say.
Yeah. You think that's true?
I don't know. Some of them rub on their jewelry. Now that man told me your tofu was good for the asthma.
You mean eating it?
No, you just kick him alive and blow his breath in his face 9 times and turn him loose. Let him hop on away and tear out the way.
You think that's true?
I don't know. Well, soon I ain't never seen nobody try it.
Who is that? Who told you? Is this somebody who knows about things like that?
Yeah, well, Charlie Collins, he once told me that a lady told him that one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you tried it? Or do you have asthma?
No, I haven't had asthma.
Uh-huh.
And I told 7 people with asthma, I don't think they ever tried it. I hear them say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Well, no, if I had, I'd try.
Well, sure, it certainly wouldn't hurt to try it, would it?
No, maybe.
What do you call a little frog that lives up in a tree and it makes a chirping noise?
They call it a ring frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Used for bait? All them I know, they call them caterpillars.
Now, what about great big worms that are used for baits?
I don't know whether fish is grub worms or not. I never would have fish, but them make big bait worms.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime? It flashes and you can see it at night.
Do what?
Just a little bug. Flies around in the air.
The bug. Oh, they call them lightning bugs.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and it has sort of filmy wings and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
What do you call an insect? Ain't it muskie?
No, this one's a different shape from a mosquito. It's sort of long and thin, and sometimes they get about like that, and they have sort of big eyes, and they have maybe 2 sets of wings. Some people say if you see one of these, then you're going to see a snake. I don't know if that's true.
You talking about a snake doctor?
Yeah, uh-huh. Do you know anything about that? Mm. I mean, why it's called a snake doctor?
No, I ain't gonna say that, but if I see them at the snake there somewhere.
Uh-huh. What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp? And it doesn't sting, but it builds its nest out of mud.
They die.
Yeah. You going up road or going?
No, we already go.
Listen. Now, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say it doesn't sting.
Call them day diamonds.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?